Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2, Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And also by Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. And that's where we are today at Sonoqual Studios, again with Joe Talley at the controls. And over here by the mic is Mr. Michael Lilly. Michael, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Hunter. It's great to be here.
Yes, and I understand you have some new music for us today.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the songs aren't brand new, but they're new enough that, of course, no one's been playing out too much in the last year, but I haven't really played these out a lot, and so it's fun to kind of dig them up and be able to present them here. Thank you.
Well, excellent. Here's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Tell on me, what exactly would you say? If you tell on me, she won't believe you anyway. Well, I know you think you're on to me. You think the truth will set you free if you tell on me. If you tell on me, she won't want to stay. If you tell on me, she'll just fly. There'll be nothing left to hide if you tell on me.
Thank you.
Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. And I tell you, that song kind of fits right in with the mood of the day, with the clouds and the, everything. Well,
minor keys.
Welcome aboard. And
thank you, man. It's great to be here. What a great spot right here.
Isn't it something?
Amazing.
And
amazing.
There's plenty of spacing and everything. It's perfect,
yeah.
I think. It's just perfect. The sound is great, of course, with Joe at the controls. He does a great job. And so tell me a little bit about that song. It's new, you say, and it's worked. You're working on a project with that song, aren't you?
Well, it's going to be newly released. I don't think any of I wrote it with a couple of a few other people. A guy that I've written a lot with, Tom Prasada Rao, who I know you know, and we have a trio called the Sherpas together, and then Carrie Cooper, and then a drummer friend of ours who now lives in Utah. His name is Jagoda.
Oh, okay.
And the four of us wrote that in Dallas in a little session. I think I was at Tom's studio working on some things, and we just took a day and set up in his recording studio and just took like an eight-hour day and just basically jammed together. It was really an interesting way to write. And we just, one of us would start a groove and everybody would kind of jump in, and we were rolling, well, not tape, but we call it tape.
Yeah.
We were rolling numbers.
I don't think they call it that anymore.
Something completely different. You know, just recording grooves and little snippets, and out of the probably 20 things that we just came up with, you know, eight of them felt like wow, these are song ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of them. And I think we had the hook line. That was it. If you tell on me, and just made some changes, and it's morphed through a few different changes. And I've recorded it on a project with a fellow named Andy Lund.
Right.
And this is one of the tunes that's going to be released on there.
And that project's called Man from Tuesday.
That's right. That's Andy and I.
What is the significance of that name, Man from Tuesday? I mean, did you think of it on a Wednesday or a Thursday?
You know, to be honest, it was something that we overheard at a place that we used to frequent when I lived in San Diego called the Riviera Supper Club. And
uh-huh.
It was a great little neighborhood bar, cook your own steak, kind of, you know, it's like the decor had not changed since the mid-70s. And,
mm-hmm.
And we used to go in there a lot because it was walking distance from where we lived, and we played there about once a month as well. And we would just write down or copy down things we would overhear at the bar. And there was the jukebox was down with the back up and the lights on and a couple people trying to fix it. And a woman at the bar who had clearly been there for a while said, all we need now is the man from Tuesday. And we have so to be honest with you, we have no idea what it means, but it just stuck, you know. And that's what we said. Well, that's what we'll call our duo, Man from Tuesday.
Maybe the man from Tuesday actually fixed it, and they
you know, it could be. And I still don't know who the man from Tuesday was, but he must have been a fix it guy, I guess.
And you've told me you've known Andy for a really long time.
I've known Andy even, you know, he still works for Taylor Guitars. In fact, he was one of the people that helped me when they called me to go to work for them. And but I knew Andy through a mutual singer-songwriter friend from Illinois. She had introduced Andy and I years before at a NAMM show.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out to hear a concert together. Andy thinks we met in Austin. I think we met in L.A. So it's somewhere
in between.
But, I mean, we hung out in Austin quite a bit and L.A. too when I, you know, from NAMM shows.
Right.
And then he had owned a music store, and then he went to work for Taylor. And then when I started working there, I lived in the apartment right above him. So we would play music together and hang out at the Riviera quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I have known him, I guess, quite a while, maybe 15 years or so.
So you've been kind of working on this from across the country with him?
Well, we worked on it. We started it probably 4 or 5 years ago when I was living there, and he had a nice studio in his apartment.
Right.
And that's where we sort of started laying down tracks and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sort of just, you know, he traveled a lot for work, as did I. And so we would work on it together when we were both in town at the same time, which was little snippets of time. And then it grew into going into a larger studio to record drums and, you know, adding a keyboard player. We did all the guitar work and I played some lap steel on it. But we got, you know, a rhythm section and keyboard player, and then we ended up recording a horn section in Chicago and a string section at a studio in San Diego. So we, you know, we've just let the songs kind of grow organically and without any timeline in mind. It was great, an interesting way to record.
But now you're getting closer to releasing this.
Well, we are. We've actually mixed all. There's eight tunes, and we've mixed. They've been mixed, and now it's time for mastering and a little bit of, you know, figure out some artwork, and then, you know, put it up on the streaming platforms. Maybe release a song a month, kind of as we.
Interesting. As are we you just going to call the whole project "Man from Tuesday"? Or you
we think so? Yeah. That's not. We don't know yet if we'll title the album, but I think "Man from Tuesday" is probably enough. So we'll see.
Right. We're talking with Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. You know, it's been over a year since you were here, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot's changed, huh?
A lot has changed. We'll get into that some more, I'm sure. But what else would you like to play for us now?
This is a tune that I also wrote with Tom Prasada Rao. We've been meeting on Zoom to write over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the seed from the idea of this came from my friend Richard Keatley, Richie Keatley, who lives here in Tidewater. And he sent me over a little guitar vocal demo of another song. And in the text on the, basically, you know, attached to the performance, he said, "I play best when I'm sad." And I thought, well, uh-huh. And I responded, "I know exactly what you mean." And that became the seed for this song.
Okay.
And so Tom Prasada Rao and I wrote it.
And what is this called?
He plays best when he's sad. There you go.
Okay, here's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
But he says he plays the best when he's sad, with that hummingbird cradled on his knee. That old beat-up guitar was the best friend he's ever had. They've always loved the minor keys. And when the walls close around you, there's nowhere left to turn. When there are rivers to be crossed, but no more bridges left to burn. Well, he says he plays the best when he's sad. I think I know exactly what it means. Says he's trying hard to forget, but she still comes around in his dreams. Sometimes a man who's lost his way, he sees nothing but regret. Makes himself believe the craziest things, like the road doubles back to the scene of the crime, as if the arms of forgiveness will open up with time. But he says he's trying hard to forget. I think I know exactly. Tried to call, are there really no hard feelings? Just no feelings at all. Now when the walls close around you and there's nowhere left to turn, there are rivers to be crossed, but no more bridges left to burn. He says he plays the best when he said, "I think I know. I think I know exactly what he means."
Yeah.
Thank you.
Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. So this project, when you release it, is going to be your first one in some time, isn't it?
It really is. I've recently gotten my solo projects up on the streaming platforms and through the good folks at CD Baby. And I was looking at the dates on them. Really, the last project I did was one I did in Austin in 2006.
Yes, wasn't that a suitable disguise?
It was, indeed. You have all the notes, man. That's great. Or an incredible memory.
you'd be surprised at how I don't know, how small my notes are. I just go on keyboards.
They're very accurate, though.
Oh, well, thank you. But yeah, that was a great record.
Thank you. That was a while back. So, you know, and I worked for a guitar string company for a long time, and then Taylor for 8 years, and so up until 2 years ago. And so when you're working a full-time day job, I mean, I've always played and still been writing, but taking the time to record and put a project out has just been, other than this Man from Tuesday thing.
Yeah.
We do have a whole record written for the Sherpas that we wrote together a couple years ago. Tom PR was diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
Not long after that.
How is he doing, by the way?
Man, he's doing great. You know, he's got an amazing spirit. He's still going through some treatments, but he's writing his tail off. It's amazing.
Right.
He's just constantly posting new songs, and I've noticed he's getting a lot of his dexterity back as
good.
A player, and also we're just hopeful that he's going to keep on getting better.
I really wish him the
best.
He's
doing well. I know. Yeah. So that's a record we still hope to be able to do someday. And Tom Kimmel is the third guy in that that ensemble. So
right.
Yeah, so thanks. I'm sure he'll appreciate you asking. He's a dear friend, so we hope maybe someday to get that record out. And I'd love to do another solo record someday. I've got probably about half the tunes for one, so just continuing to write, you know.
Well, how has the pandemic affected you?
You know, it's interesting. 2 years ago, I left the Taylor job, bought an RV, and traveled around the country. And
I know you were a big traveler.
Yeah, I've done a lot of traveling, and that was. Part, you know, working and writing and seeing friends and playing gigs, but it was a lot of just kind of semi-retirement, enjoying seeing the country. And ironically, I had a whole, including Harborfest and a bunch of gigs with our friend Carl Wern,
right?
A couple of things with Lewis McGee, some solo things, some SGGL gigs. I had a pretty busy 2020 summer, kind of stacking up. Mm-hmm. And so I got home in March, ready to sort of, you know, head out and do all those different shows, and of course that's when one by one they all just fell like dominoes, and everything got canceled. So I stuck around here for a while, and I'm renting a place over in Ocean View area. Mm-hmm. Set up a little studio there, and I've really been spending my time teaching guitar, learning how to do Logic, recording software. Contributing to a lot of things with our friend Carl and the Carl Wern community.
This Carl's community has really grown on Facebook now. It's a Facebook page, and just a who's who of people play on that. And it's very interesting. Your collaborations with him are with other artists as well, and you guys have done some things there that some people wish they could do in studios. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, he's really helped me along the way too, because he's the one that kind of encouraged me to get set up where I could record professionally at home, at least, and send him parts. And so he kind of helped me out through getting started with that, along with a couple other friends. And it's been a real learning process, but it's been great. And, you know, just sending him parts. And then, of course, he puts in crazy amount of hours editing everything. And I know Joe's involved in that. Joe does an amazing
job
of mastering
stuff
him.
With that.
So that's been really fun, and just like a weekly, something I know that I want to do, is do every week, you know?
Yeah.
And,
sometimes... you always look so cool. You are the coolest looking dude.
No, I don't know about that.
On the page.
Bobby Hornsby is the happiest.
Yes.
No doubt about
that. Yes, he is definitely happy. And you are the coolest with the glasses or the shades going on and maybe a interesting hat here and there.
Well, you know, I have to keep myself entertained. I live alone and I don't get out much these days. Well, thanks. But it's really fun. And Carl, you know, sometimes I keep him waiting until the 11th hour. So he's very patient, and he's doing a great job. And he's really dug into the video world, you know?
Oh yeah.
And kind of, you can see his growth through the,
The production is amazing.
Yeah.
I think
the
production
really
is amazing. I actually was on one of those things.
You were. You were on the Everyday People?
I think. Yeah. I think that was
that was the one that got all the, like, tons of hits, 60 or 70,000 hits, views, and then he was invited on the Coast Live to talk about that one. So you were, I believe.
I think I was in that. I was in one of them in which, like, 70 people were in or something.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. I don't know how he does it, but it's amazing.
Yeah. And it's, you know, all you know, people in what musicians, actors, you know, and not just that, any profession really, but especially people who are used to getting out and playing gigs, and that just was not an option anymore. And so it's interesting to see what people have found to keep themselves creative and busy.
Right.
And I do enjoy teaching guitar too. That's something I've done just a little bit of through the years.
Sure.
And I've done a little bit more of that in the last year. And it's amazing what you learn when you teach, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I have to figure out why this chord works now because I have to explain it, you know.
Yeah. We're talking with Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. You got one more for us?
I do, man. Let me get in tune. This is a little bit of an alternate tuning.
By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, Hunter.
Today is Valentine's Day.
That's the one with the big hearts and the flowers.
Yeah.
And, things, right? And the chocolates.
Yes, it is. It's also our Dachshund's birthday today.
And
the 14th of
and
February.
And what is your Dachshund's name?
Lily.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Her name is Lily.
What a beautiful name.
It is.
That was my mother and father's name.
Really?
Well, last name. My sister has a dog named Lily also.
Mm-hmm.
The 13th is my brother-in-law's birthday.
Well, Lily is an Instagram influencer.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to start following
her. She has like 1,032 followers or something.
Well, I need to become a
follower. Yeah, you need to check in with her.
And a dachshund, huh?
A dachshund.
Dachshunds are great. I grew up in Winona off Tidewater Drive, and my best friend lived about four houses down, and his family had a dachshund named Schnitzel.
Wow.
And I remember you just had to keep the food way higher than Schnitzel's ability to snatch it out of your hand, because Schnitzel was quick.
Oh yeah. Now Lily is a beautiful little dog, but she does have a temper on her on occasion.
Yeah.
You know, she's a piebald dachshund.
What is that? Oh, piebald.
She's white with brown markings, which is kind of interesting.
Nice.
For
and
a dachshund.
Have you had her since she was a pup?
Yes, in fact, I think we got her just a couple of weeks after she was born or something. Yeah. I and that's why we know exactly what day she was born. So
she's a Valentine baby.
Yes, she's a Valentine
baby. Happy birthday,
baby.
Lily.
And what's the name of this song you're going to play?
This one's called Guide Me on My Way Back Home Again. And this was written in the RV as I was driving. I write a lot when I drive. And,
right.
It's a little safer now that you have, you know, you can do voice memos. Back in the day,
right.
You know, I'd have a piece of a pad on my knee and a pen. And
wow, really?
And, oh, yeah. Well, back before, you know, I think you and I were both around before we had the ability just to pick up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, they had the little mini cassette recorders. But,
right.
You know, now your camera and your GPS and everything is right in your back pocket. So.
Right.
So, yeah, this was written driving up to Virginia from the Keys, most of it, and then finished it a little later. But it's called Got Me On My Way Back Home.
Here's Michael Lilly on Hunter at Sunrise.
Today I felt like me again for the first time in forever. Snuck up like a long-lost friend. If nothing but a promise of a change in the weather to guide me on my way back home again. When you feel you've reached the bottom, but you keep on sinking down, and the light that shines within you is growing dim, let those who love you hold you dear and turn you back around and guide you on your way back home again. Well, never has it felt so fine to roll between the Georgia pines up the coast of Carolina, 100 miles to go, where the ocean pounds against the bay and memories of sunburned days take me to the only home I've known. Well, never has it felt so fine to leave the sunshine state behind. To the open arms of kindness, a perfect place to fall. Forever friends and family ties, a welcome sign for weary eyes. Virginia is for lovers after all. I've wandered down the road less traveled nearly all my life, with a hunger for what lies around each bend. But with every passing year, it seems the mystery loses shine. So let this be the day that I come back to stay. Guide me on my way.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Michael, I really appreciate you doing this today. It's
Hunter,
been fun.
My pleasure. So nice to see you and to get to come out and hang with Joe and play for your listeners.
And now you know where this studio is, don't you?
I sure do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to revisit this this studio and to do some recording. And I wish you the best with your new project, Man from Tuesday.
Thank you very much. We'll probably have to release it on a Tuesday, I guess.
I guess so. But then that when most of them are released anyway.
They are.
These
that's
days.
Right. Tuesday
either
was always
Tuesday or Friday.
Man, you remember those days of like when records would show up at a you know, at Tracks or
right.
Peaches or wherever, and you'd stand out there to get the new record.
Boy, those are some names from the past.
I know. They just somehow made their way to the front of my brain.
Wow. That takes me way, way back. But I really appreciate you doing this today.
Well, Hunter, thank you so much for having me. And Joe, thank you. And it was my pleasure.
Excellent. Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. And we do thank Joe for doing the sound here today.